Welcome back once again to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. My name is Kerry Green, and I am a fellow traveler on this journey we call life. I'm a believer in Christ, retired pastor, and I do this Morning Mindset because I care about the degree to which believers in Christ actually represent Christ well. I mean, I desire for us to make our King look good. And I know that a big part of that is starting out every day with our mind on Him, our mind thinking along the lines of the way He thinks about life, about the world, about ourselves, and about Him. And so this Morning Mindset is aimed to help you do that. Most recently, we've been going through the book of Proverbs here on the Morning Mindset, and we're in Proverbs chapter 20 today. I have a few observations here from verse number 3. You know, we live in a culture where it seems like on social media, on the media in general, talk news, there is strife everywhere. I mean, we see riots going on, we see discrimination and bigotry happening in various contexts, and we see a lot of hatred coming out of all that. And I think as believers in Christ, we need to understand that while there are definitely situations in which people need to stand up with boldness and with aggressiveness against various kinds of injustice, the kind of strife that we're seeing is not the kind of strife that believers in Christ are to be any part of. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3 says, "It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling." So do you see the contrast there? The honorable thing is to keep aloof from strife. And yet it seems like everybody wants to weigh in with their opinion, with their comments, with their snide remarks, and trying to be witty about the things that we see going on in culture. That's the second half of the verse, isn't it? Every fool will be quarreling. I mean, we're just stirring up the pot when we do those sorts of things. Now, I know sometimes the motive is to express wisdom in a situation that is devoid of it, and I'm all for that. But we have to be careful that we're doing so in a way that is not bringing more heat than light, that is not stirring up strife, but rather is shining the light of wisdom on it, because it is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife. And so think about your life, just the way that it typically goes. I mean, you might consider the things I mentioned, like your use of social media, the kinds of things that you post about and make comments about. But I think more importantly, perhaps, you might want to think about the way that you interact with the people closest to you. Whether that's in your own home or in your workplace, the people that you spend the most time around. Do you interact with them in ways that provoke or promote strife? If you do, then you're behaving in a way that's dishonorable, according to Proverbs 20, verse 3. We want to keep aloof from strife. We want to keep strife away from us. There's honor in that. There's wisdom in that. Every fool is going to be busy quarreling. And so I want to ask you to open your eyes today to the situations you suspect are going to come your way. Perhaps conversations, difficult meetings you might be a part of, but dealing with children who are prone to strife so much. You know, if you have two toddlers in the home, I mean, you know what that's like. Remember, it is to your honor to keep aloof from strife. Now, that doesn't mean if you're a parent, you just let the kids duke it out. No, I mean, you're going to step in and teach them how to keep aloof from strife out of the wisdom God has given you. I just, more than anything, want you to apply this to your day today. How can you keep aloof from strife and inject wisdom into the conversation rather than pouring fuel on the fire? Let's talk again tomorrow about some wisdom from the book of Proverbs on the Morning Mindset edition of Live, Build, Change. And be sure to share this with someone you know could use it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.